All over Western Washington, baby boomers who grew up watching TV are remembering J.P. Patches, the TV clown whose real name was Chris Wiedes. He passed away on Sunday at the age of 84. His popular kids program was broadcast on Cairo TV for 24 years, and for some of that time it was on not only once, but twice a day. Wiedes shared that story in 2001 with KUOW's Dave Beck.
I did J.P. Patches in the morning, and I did a show for about 6 months in the afternoon called Mystic Mountain, and it was all about rocket ships and going to the Mars, and I played Professor Friedelfurter. The show was on for about 6 months, and I thought it was a very successful show, but the boss at the time, his daughter liked J.P. Patches, and you know what bosses can do. Bosses can convince a person that maybe J.P. would be equally as much fun in the afternoon. So we wound up with J.P. in the morning and J.P. in the afternoon.
Fans, or Patches pals, as they were known, are leaving tributes on the J.P. Patches statue in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood. Elizabeth Johnson lives in Boston, but she grew up in Seattle and on Monday morning dropped a bouquet of sunflowers at Patches' feet.
I just happened to be back in town and turned on the news last night and they were eulogizing him, and I kind of got a little weepy because it was my childhood, you know, and my childhood is always very precious to me. When I was growing up, he was my mornings. He and Gertrude would just crack me up every day. I think it just lightened my day before I went to school. It was just a nice way to start the morning. It's better than nowadays. As an adult, getting up is really tougher because you don't have somebody to make you laugh in the morning.
J.P. Patches' website carries a brief mention of his passing. Plans for a memorial have not been released.